thing. A flailing trotter almost slammed against her head. An older voice said, "No, he won't. If I fall now, I don't deserve to be caught." The creature's eye was inches away, and then she knew. Out of the depths of eyes of all but the most unusual of animals comes an echo. Out of the dark eye in front of her, someone looked back. A foot caught the rock, and she concentrated her whole being on it, kicking herself upward in one last effort. Pig and woman rocked for a moment, and then a trotter caught a footing, and the boar plunged forward along the ridge. Susan risked a look behind. The dogs still moved oddly. There was a slight jerkiness about their movements, as if they flowed from position to position rather than moving by ordinary muscles. Not dogs, she thought. Dog shapes. There was another shock underfoot. Snow flew up. The world tilted. She felt the shape of the boar change when its muscles bunched and sent it soaring as a slab of ice and rock came away and began the long slide into darkness. Susan was thrown off when the creature landed and tumbled into deep snow. She flailed around madly, expecting any minute to begin sliding. Instead, her hand found a snow-encrusted branch. A few feet away, the boar lay on its side, steaming and panting. She pulled herself upright. The spur here had widened out into a hill with a few frosted trees on it. The dogs had reached the gap and were milling round, struggling to prevent themselves slipping. They could easily clear the distance, she could see. Even the boar had managed it with her on its back. She put both hands around the branch and heaved. It came away with a crack like a broken icicle, and she waved it like a club. "Come on," she said. "Jump. Just you try it. Come on." One did. The branch caught it as it landed, and then Susan spun and brought the branch around on the upswing, lifted the dazed animal off its feet and out over the edge. For a moment the shape wavered, and then howling it dropped out of sight. She danced a few steps of rage and triumph. "Yes, yes. Who wants some? Anyone else?" The other dogs looked her in the eye, decided that no one did, and that there wasn't. Finally, after one or two nervous attempts, they managed to turn, still sliding, and tried to make it back to the plateau. A figure barred their way. It hadn't been there a moment ago, but it looked permanent now. It seemed to have been made of snow. Three balls of snow piled on one another. It had black dots for eyes. A semicircle of more dots formed the semblance of a mouth. There was a carrot for the nose, and for the arms two twigs. At this distance, anyway. One of them was holding a curved stick. A raven wearing a damp piece of red paper landed on one arm. "Bob, Bob, Bob," it suggested. "Merry solstice, tweety tweet. What are you waiting for? Hogs watch?" The dogs backed away. The snow broke off the snowman in chunks, revealing a gaunt figure in a flapping black robe. Death spat out the carrot. "Ho, ho, ho!" The grey bodies smeared and rippled as the hounds sought desperately to change their shape. "You couldn't resist it. In the end, a mistake, I fancy." He touched the scythe. There was a click as the blade flashed into life. "It gets under your skin, life," said Death, stepping forward. "Speaking metaphorically, of course. It's a habit that's hard to give up. One puff of breath is never enough. You'll find you want to take another." A dog started to slip on the snow and scrabbled desperately to save itself from the long, cold drop. "And you see, the more you struggle for every moment, the more alive you stay, which is where I come in, as a matter of fact." The leading dog managed for a moment to become a grey, cowled figure before being dragged back into shape. "Fear, too, is an anchor," said Death. "All those senses wide open to every fragment of the world, that beating heart, that rush of blood, can you not feel it dragging you back?" Once again, the auditor managed to retain a shape for a few seconds and managed to say, "You cannot do this. There are rules."
"Yes, there are rules, but you broke them. How dare you? How dare you?"
The scythe blade was a thin blue outline in the grey light. Death raised a thin finger to where his lips might have been and suddenly looked thoughtful.
"And now there remains only one final question," he said.
He raised his hands and seemed to grow. Light flared in his eye sockets. When he spoke next, avalanches fell in the mountains.
"Have you been naughty or nice? Ho, ho, ho."
Susan heard the wails die away. The boar lay in white snow that was now red with blood. She knelt down and tried to lift its head. It was dead. One eye stared at nothing. The tongue lolled.